Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NRL every game, every week from a punting perspective. And tonight is a special episode, the Magic Round Preview Extravaganza. And I can honestly say, I've never had five guys before, so wish me luck, because we're going to try and run it tonight with these five guys who have been on fire and dishing out winner after winner. And they've already hit multiple double-digit multis for us on Dabble, of course. We might actually start there. I'm going to throw straight to the man beside me on screen, which is Dane. Say good evening to you, mate. And you've actually got a job to do and a task that you you owe the boys. You can explain the background of that.
Yeah, so unfortunately, my tip for the five guys multi was the only one that went down last week. I went with the Reds. They were winning at halftime, but then died in the arse. Their bench didn't really pull through. The funny thing is, if I stuck with my previous week's tip and stuck with the Brumbies, which won the previous 2 weeks, we would have been cheering again. But we're still up over 32 units. I think our record's about like 2 from 7 now. I've got the stats right in front of me. But the job is to do a shoey, because I was the only one who lost the tip.
I can't believe that you guys hit 21-1, 17-1, and then you nearly won last week and only the shortest leg went down. Maddie, introduce yourself, because obviously it's podcast form as well, but for those who are viewing, they're right now seeing live man doing a shoey.
As Dane's nicking it there, we're out of the boot. Undertaker Matt, a lot of you know me, so I won't take up too much of your time. Let's just cut it over to Brent, I think.
Yep, NRL stats man. You might have seen my page, obviously, come off the back of Tripod doing a bunch of posts. So, I'll pass it on to BJ Willie, Ben Williamson.
Hey, legends. I haven't had five guys at the same time. I've been around the Tripod page for a couple of years now. I've got my own page, Benny's Best Bets, and I make up one of the five guys.
Beautiful, lads. Now, I was meant to actually kick this off. We got to thank Dabble, and they're having us all on there, and it's a great platform, and they're also supporting this show, as is Top Sport. And I actually had a Dabble bet to share, and of course, the app logged me out when I was just about to place it. But I'm going to place a bet on Dabble live during this show, and anyone who's following me and has hit the subscribe button will get the notification and be able to copy that bet, and then we'll talk about why it is such a good bet. And then we're also co-sponsored by Top Sport as well. And we've got a bunch of special markets to talk about there. We're going to have an extra special market this week where each of you guys are going to provide a tip, and we'll talk about which games they're in. We're going to go through all that games, of course, and you share your Top Sport tip. And we're going to combine all five of them, but 3 out of 5 of the five guys have to win and the Top Sport tip gets up. So we've got a little bit of room for error, like last week, only one went down. But why don't we jump straight into it, eh? So the first game of Magic Round, 15th versus 16th, the blockbuster, the Bulldogs against the Knights, and I'm going to throw straight to the Undertaker and tell us what you make of this game, and I think you got a tip on player performance.
Yeah, much like you guys spoke about last night, I think the Dogs do have the better pack and the better spine, which is, you know, they can't say that too many times in a season. The Knights do have the best player on the field when he wants to be in Kalen Ponga, but I could only look at playing the Dogs -2 at $2 on Ladbrokes at the moment, but ultimately passing the game. I do have a play performance prop. I'll give you that when you want me to.
Give it to us now, mate.
Okay, on Sportsbet, we've got David Clemmer. He's over $46.5, $1.88. I usually love unders plays that one play performance. There's just more avenues to win with an under. But this sets up perfectly for an over. The bad weather and low scoring expected conditions will result in more points per minute. You lose a lot of time, like in conversions, when there's a lot of tries scored, you lose a lot of time off the clock that way. But this game, you know, should be tight, should be close. That means more hit-ups, more tackles. He's played in 3 out of 4 blowouts in his 4 games back from injury. He's only 2-2 to this number, but the one game that was scored in the 30s and was played close against the Dragons, he knocked out 60 points in base. So I'm expecting like more of a similar game like that than the 50-2 blowouts he's had recently. So, going to play an over. He's also been getting increased minutes. He actually had 65 minutes last week, so I really like the look on the over on Clemmer.
Who else has got thoughts on this game? I mean, some might say it's a stinker, but two desperate teams. Willie, Ben Willie, what did you make of this one? What kept you off betting on it if you didn't have a bet?
It just feels like it really could probably go either way between the two sides, to be fair. Dabble drifted out to +4.5 at $1.70 something or other, which maybe feels like a little bit too many points, but the odds are a bit far off. I agree with sort of Matt's play there. Watch for the player performance points over the coming days. Props, unders have been an absolute gold mine, but the work rate in the rain is going to be crazy this weekend. So I'll be looking to make sure we're looking to make the best of these 40.5 lines. But yeah, like I couldn't split the two teams, to be fair. I think the Knights probably should win. Sorry, the Bulldogs probably should win, but you know, I've got real no opinion, so I'd have to leave that one alone.
You're talking about unders, and obviously with the poor weather, I wonder as well how that factors in for you, Brent. You've probably got one or two stats to throw at us and any anytime try scorers that you might have been looking at, but of course, poor conditions means less tries in general, so it might be harder to find, you know, something that's great value.
Yeah, it's been difficult just looking at it, and I know it's going to be raining because I'm not far from the Suncorp as well. It's been bucketing all day, and I've been in my pool actually getting rid of water with a bloody bucket for half the day because I've got a mud pit out the back. But
I've been in the pool all day, Brent.
I haven't been in the pool all day, no, unfortunately. But trying to empty the pool with a bucket hasn't been fun, mate. Don't worry about that. But Josh Adokar, he's got a 63% strike rate versus opposition on the wing, and he's actually got a 73% strike rate at Suncorp, scoring in 11 to 15 games. Again, that left side wing with Burton combo nations out there. Like if you're high on the Bulldogs getting a win here, I think Josh Adokar will probably grab one.
And Dane, anything on this game? And then I want to rewind because I logged into my Dabble account and I just shared an absolute cracker of a bet that covers the whole round. But you got anything for us, Dane? Yep.
Yeah, I do. Like I look at the Knights and they've lost like their last six games, but you look who they played against. They played against the Cows, the Storm, the Eels, the Dragons went on their little winning spree, and then Manly and the Sharks. So they haven't had an easy draw in the last 6 weeks. So while they haven't won anywhere, I don't think we can rule them out necessarily against not being able to beat the Bulldogs. And I'll probably lean slightly towards the Knights. I just think that their forward pack and even their back three are probably more accustomed to playing that wet weather football. Like they got more like meter eater kind of wingers and stuff like that. Like Josh Adokar is more of a finisher, but he's not going to be taking those hard runs early in the set. So my play, I've written it on a little piece of paper here because it's the same game multi, but it's plus 6.5 on the Knights, which is the alt line on Sportsbet, and plus 12.5 on the 12.5 plus line on the dog. So it gives us an 18-point margin. With it being wet, you'd expect it being a low-scoring game, which makes that kind of like that margin, that tri-bet kind of margin, probably a bit more likely. In my mind, I was probably leaning a little bit towards the Knights, so that's why I've kind of put them as the 6.5.
Well, I love that, mate. And extra points for creating your own graphic. That's so good. And you're right, like to fall within an 18-point window. And I reckon the Knights probably are the sharp side, getting a couple of key forwards back in this one as well. So, yeah, definitely could go either way. But if you think that, you might as well be on the underdog there. So I like that, mate. I like that bet too. Good luck with that. All right, back rewind for the whole round. Here's a bet I've come up with on Dabble that nobody might know about yet, but I've bet it myself, and I put a decent amount on too because I really like this one. If you're following me, it's in your feed, or if you've subscribed to me, you got a notification. It's the jersey. It's basically, we're calling it Tri-Score Extravaganza, and basically we need someone with every jersey number to score a try this weekend. So I put it up on the screen. So jerseys 1 to 13 to score. So realistically, when obviously both teams in every game have starters 1 to 13, like, yes, there could be one or two players swapped in or out or whatever, but you've got kind of two of these players on the field pretty much most games, 8 matches. I feel like about 10 of the positions are almost certain to at least score once. You know, your wingers, your centers, your fullback, even, you know, each of the halves, hooker and edge back rowers. I really feel like the value in this and why it's $4 on Dabble, it's because we do need a number 8, a number 10, and a number 13 to score. And look, I admit, it's there's not going to be a heap of tries. It's not going to be the best weather. But sometimes in poor weather, they keep the ball a bit closer to the ruck. You get more barge overs. You get more forward tries. So if there's a few less tries to the outside backs, I'm not worried because we will get a try from every outside back position. But we just need a few forward tries. And it's also so fun. Every single game, every time a new jersey number scores, we tick it off. So it's like playing bingo throughout the whole round. So I wanted to come up with something that's good value, as always, stay true to the pod, but something that's fun for the round. Anyone got any thoughts on that one? Otherwise, we'll jump to a more exciting game in Broncos and Seagulls.
I just bet it right then.
I'm literally looking at him now.
that's the Undertaker seal of approval. All right, next game's a big one too. Friday night, Seagulls against the Broncos, of course. And I know they're your team, Maddie, and I will throw to you because I also believe you've got a bet, but we've got a cameo from someone that actually probably knows one of these sides even better than you do, and he's got a tip on the game as well.
G'day, everyone. I'm really looking forward to Magic Round this weekend. Hopefully the weather stays nice for us up here in Brisbane. The Broncos versus Seagulls Friday night. I think this will be a cracker of a game, one of the best of the weekend. I'm going to give a bit of a smoky. I'm going to go Manly, half-time, to be leading in half-time, Broncos to win the game. So that's, I think both teams are playing well. They'll rip into each other. I'm going to give you three try scorers. We'll go the usual suspects, Cobbo, Selwyn Cobbo, and Tommy Turbo to score a try for us. I'll give you a smoky, Kobe Hetherington to score a try as well. So those three, Manly to lead at half-time, Broncos full-time. So good luck, and hopefully we get some winning on Friday night, and we can have a little bit of a play Saturday on the horses. Good luck.
Good on you. The axe, that was, of course. Just a little bit more on Dabble, who makes that possible for us as well. Join with the code TRIPOD if you want. If you don't have an account yet, sorry if you're in New Zealand, that's not an option for you yet. You follow myself, you follow all these guys. You get the Five Guys Multi. Now, there will be a Five Guys Multi posted, I presume, tomorrow, but each of the lads on the show tonight will share their leg and their reasoning why when we get to that game. We'll have a pod multi that I'll do as well tomorrow. We're going to have a first try score, a copy bet special that I'll look after for the weekend. I'm even on a little hot streak with my same game multis on Dabble. And we've got a heap of specials. We've got some good top sports specials that we're going to share towards the end of the show as well. Back to Seagulls, Broncos. So the Axe reckons Broncos can come over the top of Manly, but how did you see it with your side, Undertaker?
Well, I hope he ticks off the first part of that bet there with Manly at halftime. That'd be nice. Currently on Ladbrokes, I've got the $2 lines up, and with Manly minus 3.5, I think that's a play for me. I think with Homoli, Olakau'atu, back with Turbo, and possibly Josh Schuster, who's on the extended bench, but word is he might play. I think the market is a little bit low on the Seagulls. Look, last week the Broncos were plus 12 at South. Flip home field, that's Broncos plus 8 at Suncorp. This current Manly team are better than the South team last week by probably about 2 points. However, a South downgrade and a Broncos upgrade is definitely fair. I'd still have Manly about minus 6 as fair price, so I think at no big minus 3.5 is an edge to Manly.
Is anyone going, by the way? Is anyone going to be there for this game? I think the Brisbane will have a big crowd behind them. And does anyone disagree with the Undertaker? Anyone else giving Brisbane a chance? Benny, you're nodding.
Yeah, I'll be there. I reckon Manly win as well. I agree with the tip, and I'll be there.
What about you, Dane, as well? You're a staunch Broncos fan.
Yeah, a staunch Broncos fan. They do have Haas and Capewell back, which I think will make a big difference. I probably don't like the Broncos enough to actually place a bet in this game, but yeah, I'm going to sit out of this one, but it'll be a very good game to watch. I'm going to be there on Sunday, so I'll be watching this one from the dry of my own home.
Stats man.
Yeah, I give the Broncos a chance, but I don't know. Tyson Gamble at 5'8". They need to get Ezra Mahn to give it a go when from the lower grades, I think. But I do have a bet in there in terms of just Corey Oates, anytime try scorer. 36% strike versus Manly, scored in 4 of 11 games. He has a 67% strike versus Manly on the wing, scoring in 4 of 6. His Suncorp record across his career, scored in 43 of his 92 games at 47% strike rate. I give him a chance on the left edge. The left side winger in each of the last 3 games has been scored against on Manly's right edge, and 69% of all tries conceded by right defence on the right defence of Manly by left attackers. So that right edge of Manly leaks tries, as far as you can call leaks for Manly, but I like the left edge, either him or Farnsworth getting one.
You can kind of imagine Oates bowling over Saab as well. Not the strongest bloke, is he?
No.
Saab's out.
Oh, Oates, so who's right wing? Tui Pilatu. He is.
Yeah, Garrick, yeah.
He's like that one as well, stats man.
He's had a few coming back in the middle as well. Running back on the
Yeah, he loves that play where they do off the scrum, where he just comes and flies around the right-hand edge and then just pretty much falls over in the middle. No one seems to worry about him.
Good on him, mate. I feel like he was almost on the outer for the Broncos, but he's re-established himself. They talked about how he might convert himself to a forwards, but maybe his natural home on the wing, he gets it done. And the Broncos have gone really well, so I can't wait for that game. Saturday kicks off with a game we've got a pod best bet. We're taking the Rabbitohs minus 3.5 in the second half line, as explained on yesterday's pod. Rabbitohs are about a 7.5 point favourite against New Zealand. And what you make of New Zealand is key, because I feel like they're so inconsistent and unpredictable. Robbie Farah on our pod yesterday actually picked New Zealand as his underdog pick of the week. And he has picked quite a few recently. His last two picks, picking the Cowboys upset in Darwin and picking the Dragons upset on Anzac Day. And Stats, man, you've actually got a tip to share for us in this one as well.
Yeah, so my Five Guys tip is going to be Alex Johnson to score any time. He has a 71% strike rate versus the Warriors, scoring in five of his seven games. And when he's played on the wing, it's four from four, so he's 100%. At Suncorp, he's got a 50% strike rate, scoring in five of his 10, including three of his last five and playing on the wing at Suncorp. The Warriors' right defense conceded 56% of their total tries this season and have conceded a winger try in 67% of games in 2022, so six out of the nine. So, again, I think I'm going with the theme of left-side wingers at the moment, but I like his chances, and I think we've got another bet later where I think he could go in for a double.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because we will have the five guys, and that includes you four boys and Podonis, who, even though he's not here, he's here in spirit, he's going to send in a clip as well. We're giving him the night off. But your tip for that is even more audacious. You're going Johnston for a double.
Mate, I'm backing him in for $2.
So that's really bringing up the value of the combo bet. So yeah, that would be a
beautiful one basket, but I just like his 100% strike rate, four from four, 50% Suncorp. It's all falling into place for me, mate. So let's just hit the double.
Now, who else agrees with Souths, or is anybody worried about a Warriors bounce back? Benny?
Tyo Harris back in for the Warriors should steady the middle a little bit. Whether he plays in the front or middle, not sure. But it won't be enough, I don't think. Must win game for the Souths. They've got a horror run moving forward. I think they've got a few top teams coming up as well. Can't remember exactly, but no, I don't think the Warriors can pull any magic out of this magic round.
Yeah, Tyo Harris first game back, but Curran's still out. I think they miss him. Dane or Maddie, anything on Warriors Rabbitohs?
Yeah, I'd probably still lean the Rabbitohs, but I'm a bit worried with Murray out. I think, like, especially in the wet weather, he'd be a really key player for a wet weather game. So that could hurt them a little bit. And then, yeah, like with Harris back, and I think Nikarima's back as well. So it gives the Warriors a bit of extra.
Nikarima's a rabbit, isn't he?
Yeah, he's back, but he's playing for the Rabbitohs. So,
he could give them some trouble. He'd come in the second half, of course, some havoc around the ruck. Be worth backing him in as a revenge game type thing. You know, players get up for that kind of thing. So,
interesting how they use him anyway.
Yeah,
I'm thinking similar to the Benji Marshall role last year, another Kiwi that came in off the bench for him. And Ilias will want to up his game, or Nikarima will be looking at the 7 jersey. Maddie, did you have any on that game?
I like the under a fair bit in this game at 38.5. Look, Souths have been struggling scoring points over the balance of the season without Latrell there. And what Cam Murray, his absence, does is take away those fast play the balls that generate a lot of opportunities for those outside backs to take advantage of. So without those quick play the balls, I think it's going to be a bit of a rock fight. And I do like Souths' intensity in defence after a really bad game last week. So I think it's setting up for an under in that one.
And weather could be just as bad Saturday as it is Friday. So that's the concern. While it is a day game, you know, the weather's that theme that we've got to be aware of, but it's somewhat of an unknown. It'd be very interesting to see how the games play out prior to that, and then maybe you adjust your bets as the weekend goes on. Next game Saturday, St. George Illawarra Dragons up against the Gold Coast Titans. It's basically pick 'em. Dragons a slight favourite, and BJ Willie, 1,003, has got a tip.
Yeah, well, my Five Guys and Top Sport tip are both on this game. I've got the Titans under 1.5 first half tries on Toppy at $1.82 for the Top Sport special, and the Dragons to win the first half on Dabble. I support the Titans, and this hurts me, but we're in a bit of strife. We're like cats on a hot tin roof in that back line trying to shuffle everything around. Campbell's not a fullback. I don't understand the move. You know, like, I think Brimson's a genuine fullback, not meant for the halves. The sort of explanation behind the tip, I think that the Dragons' first halves have been really rock solid. Last week, you know, obviously the game got away from them a bit in the second half, but they only conceded two tries to the Storm in the first half, which I think is a pretty bit of a moral victory. And then prior to that, you've got to go back to round five against the Bunnies, the last time they've conceded two in the first half. And the Titans, they did manage two last week with a soft try to Lasone in the 37th minute against the Roosters. I love seeing a prop score, but like, that was soft as butter. But prior to that, you've got to go back to round three against the Raiders when they scored the 22 points in the first half and got gunned down in the second half. Everyone will remember that game. Yeah, so it's not really flying for them in the first half. So I've come at it from a couple of different ways. The Dragons' defence early to be too good. If the Titans score points, I reckon it's late. I think the Dragons win, but you know, that pretty much explains the Dragons to win the first half, make it a little easier on myself, and then keep the Titans quiet early.
You've always got to respect when somebody bets against their own team, because you don't do it unless you really feel strongly. And often nobody knows the team better than their own long-suffering fans. Who else has got something on Dragons, Titans? Do we need to get you guys to raise your hand, or?
You got something, Dane?
No, I'm going to play. I was just going to say there, I agree that like Brimson's probably better at fullback, but I think that's probably more of just a roster issue where they've got both Campbell and Brimson. They want in their starting 13. They just got to find positions for them. And Campbell can't really play anywhere other than fullback, so Brimson's got to move to six.
Agree with that point. Yeah, it is a tough one. I feel like they'd be so much better with a genuine threatening nine too. They should have been throwing the bank at, I don't know, Harry Grant was never really on the open market, but Reed Marnie, Brandon Smith, that would be, or Cameron Smith back when there was that chat last year. That actually would have made all the difference. Maybe they can still get him off the golf course and get him to play. I'm sure they'd instantly be a top eight side. Anyone else got anything for this one?
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, on paper, I think the Titans are a better team, but I just don't like the instability around the Titans, chopping and changing their team every week. I'm also not convinced they're just not out on their coach Holbrook. It just seems to be pretty rough there. It lands me on the much more settled Dragons team. They've kind of had the same core players there, most of the same team for, you know, 5-6 weeks now. So just give me the more settled team over just the hot mess it is the Titans right now.
Stats, man?
Yeah, I'm leaning Dragons way as well. I think Ben Hunt will be up for a big game back at his former home at Suncorp. So expect something from him, I think.
I think that's a fair call, especially, again, poor conditions. Helps Benny's first half under tip. Ben Hunt's got the best kicking game. And, of course, the other guy who's missing, he's been out a couple of weeks now, but the Titans' best player, Fifita, you could kind of imagine in front of 50,000, you know, even in poor conditions, he could be bowling people over, but he's not there for the Titans to piggyback. So you're looking for who the leaders are on the field, and we're not even sure that they're all playing in the right position. So that's why I guess none of us feel too confident about the Titans, but maybe that'll be the week they do it as well. Interesting to see, but the game... Go on, Dane.
I was just going to say, yeah, with, like, Ben Hunt and even like Nikorima for Souths, I think those running halves have got a good chance of scoring this weekend as well, because in that wet weather, the defence, it has a bit more trouble trying to like get sure of their footing, and when people are like darting around that defensive line, it's pretty difficult to move laterally and cover that space. So
yeah, quick play the ball, short the line.
To see some of those running halves to score a couple of tries.
I also think you just dribble the ball in behind and then anybody can fall on it because it's so hard to pick up, you know, in poor conditions. You see all sorts of balls falling on it. Exactly. Let's move to the blockbuster, then we can spend a little longer on the game that we're all waiting for. What a game it is. Melbourne Storm, Penrith Panthers. Before I throw to any of you guys, I've got another cameo pick. And let's hear it if I can find it in time. I thought I had it all teed up. Yes, I do. Here we go.
How you going, Dabblers? Chris Walker here. For this round, I am going to be my special for the weekend magic round being in Brisbane. There's going to be a bit of rain, so I'm going to back 37.5 total points for the game between Penrith and Storm. Penrith to take out that game and Xavier Coates to score at $7.50. Happy punting and go Penrith.
So Walker's on unders. He likes Penrith. He's got extra value for Coates to score, which counteracts both of those. That's how you get 750, though. But a similar read on the game to yourself, Undertaker. So share your thoughts.
Yeah, I go about Panthers +1.5 pre the Storm injuries. Part of that handicap was, look, you know, Storm have a game to play. These things can happen, and did. You don't want to see it, but I still like the Panthers, especially if you can get them at like a -2 flat at some point on some book. Look, I hope for the sake of the competition that Penrith win this game, because if Storm can come in off 2 days less rest, minus Pappenhausen, minus Remus Smith with the backline reshuffle and beat them, I mean, are they all playing for second? So I really think like the 3-point line move is a little bit light, given that going through zero, those points aren't as important as going through like a four or a six. Nick Mean is solid, but he's nowhere near the attacking threat of Pappy. Against the best defense in NRL, that's going to be a problem. Panthers have strike all over the park, and their fullback Dylan Edwards is playing out of his skin at the moment. I think ultimately that's going to be the difference. And I've got a couple of bets that go with that. On double, my five guys' bets is Panthers head-to-head at $1.72. My 3 out of 5 bet is going to be Panthers 1-12 on Top Sport. That was $3. I think it's coming to like $2.80 now, but still fair play. And I've got a side bet. It's the same game multi. And shout out to Kyle Gordon, who reached out to me and made me aware of this. You can put in Panthers to win with Storm plus 23.5 at $1.90. I'm not sure Penrith even score 24, given this type of game. So I just love that. Look, you're effectively getting $1.90 for Panthers to win, in my opinion. So I love that same game multi.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to swap out. Rather than laying minus 2.5, which is the current line, you now win if they win by 1 and 2, but you lose if they win by 24 plus. In theory, the probabilities are similar, a 24 plus win and a 1-2 win, but in the conditions and this type of game that you might expect, most people would be a lot more sure that that it could go down to the wire. You'd much rather play the bet in that iteration. Is anybody going to make a case for the Storm to pull the outright upset here, though?
I don't think they'll make the... I think I'll keep it close. I wouldn't pull them for the upset, though. But I've got my bet is on Top Sport in the try bet, the 8.5. So any other result, which means either team to win by 8 or less. And I think with the wet weather, you're going to expect a low total. I think with the top of the table clash, there's going to be a lot of like standing out and a lot of defense in there. So I think it should be close. And 8 points, I think they both teams can keep within 8 points. So that's $2.06 on Top Sport. So you're getting plus money for that.
That's not your 3 out of 5 bet. That's just an additional bet.
Yeah, that's just an additional bet. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, otherwise, because we've already got Maddie 1-12, I was thinking that would break the computer. No, okay. So again, expecting a close game. And is that how you see it, Benny, as well?
Yeah, I even probably see the Panthers maybe running away with it towards the end slightly there. The Storm play pretty well at Suncorp usually, but so much hinges around Pappy hovering everywhere in terms of their point scoring ability. And like if the Panthers get a roll on that second half, like a 14-point, 16-point win, not out of picture at all.
Yeah, I could see that. Returning the favour after the Storm did beat Penrith by 30 or so at Suncorp in the regular season last year. Brent, as Samantha says, hello from Alaska. Any stats for this game?
Nothing in particular, but I just say don't discount Bellamy's Storm. You never know. Hearing murmurs of Tyron Wishart playing fullback and Meany going back to the wing. Who knows what rabbit he can pull out of his hat, but I do lean Panthers way, and if I had to tip anything, it'd be Panthers by one.
Oh, I agree with that, of being very wary of this Melbourne side, that they know that they're an underdog, so they almost have a license to play with even more flair and to take more risks. And is there a trick shot? They will not go quietly. We know that. And they've still got some stars. So can't wait for this game. You know, hope the conditions allow a little bit of footy to be played. But if not, it's just going to be absolute warfare and it'll be entertainment deluxe, that's for sure. Moving to Sunday, Cronulla against Canberra in the early game. And we've got a Five Guys pick from our absentee member of the Five Guys, but he's sent it in.
G'day, Tripod family. Hope everyone's enjoying the extravaganza preview. It's been a great show so far. And to join and add to that, my Five Guys pick for the round is minus 11.5 with the Cronulla Sharkies. We gave them out as the best bet yesterday in the second half line on the Tripod. So you can go back and watch that to hear all my breakdown and reasoning. But we feel it's a great spot for the Sharkies. And we're going to roll with Fitzgibbon's men once again. So it's minus 11.5 as my pick this week.
So how did he know it's a great show so far? He sent me that clip a couple of hours ago. That's what I want to know. It should be an investigation. But Maddie,
he's got the sports almanac. He's from the back of the future.
Yeah, well, hey, he's right. It has been a great show so far. So maybe he's right about the pick as well. I hope so. That feeds into our best bet, as Padonis said. Shout out to the Padonis. Maddie, do you agree with us? Cronulla the right side in this one?
I actually played the Raiders plus 12.5 a few days ago. I don't know how much I love it anymore. I still lean towards it, but I think in hindsight, if I had my time again, I'd probably take Canberra plus 6.5 in the first half if I could. I definitely agree with your second half angle, and I played it that way as well. I kind of covered myself, but, you know, we know what Ricky's men do. They can't play second half to save their lives. So maybe if you are liking Canberra a bit, play me in the first half or pass the game. But I am taking you on a little bit. Let's hope Sharks win by 12.
You happy with that? Benny?
Yeah, I really like the second half, play by 5.5. I think, and like I've been making light of that over the last couple of weeks, the Raiders just fall away. They're a 60-minute footy side, unfortunately for them, so I'm still without White and makes it a little bit more challenging.
DJ?
Yeah, I was looking at this game yesterday and I had Sharks' second half line written down as well, and then you guys tipped on the pod, which was all good. But yeah, like I think with Matt's pick as well, there could be a juicy anti-correlated same game multi there where you take Canberra plus in the first half and Sharks negative in the second half.
I really like that actually. And you effectively, yeah, if Canberra hangs tough, then you effectively, you might just need like Sharks to win the game second half or something along those lines. And as you say, anti-correlated, you might get a juicy price near $4 or above. Stats man, who's going to score a try in this game?
I've actually gone on Connor Tracy. He's obviously moved over from the wing back into the centres. He has a 64% strike rate when playing at centre, scoring in 7 of 11 games. 60% strike at Suncorp, scoring in 3 of his 5 career games, and 100% strike at Suncorp when playing at centre, 2 from 2. Raiders conceded a try in 67% of the games this year, being 6 of the 9 games. And while left side's obviously dynamite, I'm hoping they go right for a change.
Let's move to another mouth-watering game, the Roosters against the Eels. And I gave you a shout-out yesterday, Matty. You did that deep dive, but the Roosters have got an absolute murderous row of opponents coming up, and this is certainly one of them. So it's a hugely important game, even though it's only round 10 in terms of the context of these contending sides that want to be the right end of the table. So I might start with you, Matty. Actually, no, you know what? I won't start with you because we've got to go to royalty to give a tip before I throw to the Undertaker.
G'day, everyone. Another cracker of a game on Sunday, I think. The Eels and the Roosters. This will be a pearler. The Eels obviously knocked off the Premiers last week. I think that would have taken a little bit out of them as well. But I reckon they'll come out of the blocks, the Eels. But they might tire a little bit into the second half. So I'm going to go the Eels to be leading at halftime. The Roosters to win the game.
So the Axe,
bet,
he does, and he loves the comeback halftime full-time bet. I think he might have just discovered it this week, and he's loving it. But we won't be joking about him if it gets up. Follow the Axe on Dabble as well. Undertaker, you know, you've picked Cronulla to finish top four. So you kind of figure that obviously Melbourne and Penrith are going to be there. Have you locked in Parramatta as definitely being there? Do you see it like there's only one spot left in the top four?
At $2.20, which you can get them right now for Parramatta top four, I do like that bet. I mentioned
Parramatta's $2.20 as well. Same price as Cronulla.
Honestly, you got to shop around. You can get some differences on different books, but I think that's a good look. I think the likely top four are obviously Panthers, Storm, Parramatta, and the Sharks. You've kind of got like Manly, Roosters, you know, whoever, you know, Cowboys, Broncos battling it out. But I think definitely that the top four looks kind of set it so far out, but you know, it does look that way at the moment. In regards to the game, though, I don't have a bet on the game. I think Sam Burrells is just a big out for the Roosters. You know, you don't want to put Connor Watson playing 80 minutes or whatever at hooker. But another big blow that's not getting talked about is Lindsay Collins out at prop for the Chooks as well. He does a ton of work, a lot of tackles, a lot of hit-ups. So they're going to miss him a lot. I could only look at Parramatta if you're laying two points or something like that, but it is a pass for me. Parramatta are the better team for me.
I mean, if the Roosters pull the upset here and they are only two-point underdogs, I think then you've got to take them more seriously as still being in the hunt for the top four. Collins is a big out, especially when the other middle forwards in that team, Tauke Aho, Warrior Hargraves, they just haven't found their best form this season. I will say, I imagine Hutchison will play a fair chunk of the minutes at rake as well. How did you see this one, Dane?
Yeah, I didn't really have much on this one. Like, I think the Roosters will come good, but I don't think this is the week for it. So I'd probably lean Eels if I was going anyone here.
Ben Willey.
Nothing really. I don't know why, but I do feel like the Roosters are going to be up for this one. I know they've got those couple of outs that have been mentioned. I just feel like the Eels may drop this one and the Roosters come home, sneak a win by 2 points or something like that. But I don't really have any thoughts or feelings about this one. So you know, wouldn't listen to anything I've said.
What do the stats tell us on this one, Brent?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I don't know if I can put a bet on. I'm actually a Roosters fan, and I'm doing a Benny here, and I'm probably thinking the Eels take this home. If they can do what they did last week versus Panthers, then I don't think the Roosters have much hope, to be fair.
But I think it says something about the fact that we all respect the ability of the Roosters, or we'd be betting Parramatta minus two. Like, it feels like we're all a bit too wary, and yet we're thinking Roosters are going to turn it around at some point, but we're too scared to bet against Parramatta because we respect what they can do. So I think we're all a bit tentative, but that's why it makes for such a good game. I feel like the slight line value is with Parramatta, but I definitely also could see Roosters winning. So, you know, if you think the underdog has a fair chance at winning, just because it's so important to them, I think they will be bang up for it. But I think both sides will. So this is the other game I just cannot wait to watch. Dan Lever, shout out. He says, well, it'll be Roosters by two. Or in fact, if it, you know, if we're all split on the line, it would be Eels by two for the push. Shop around because there's still plus two and a halves out there as well. One game to go, but then we're going to dive into player props as well. It's North Queensland against the West Tigers, and Dane XV has a tip for us.
Yeah, so this was my Five Guys multi-pick, which is Cowboys half-time full-time. When I tipped that earlier this morning, it was $1.80 on Dabble. I've just had a check. I think it's gone down to about $1.72. But you can still get it on Top Sport at $1.75 and goes up to $1.77 if you use that little boost button. So Cowboys half-time, full-time. I just think Cowboys, I know that Jacob and Padonna spoke, I think it was in the recap last week, that the Cowboys probably will fall away at some point during the season. And I guess it's probably similar to the Reds in the Union, where it'll happen when they get a few injuries, I think, and they haven't got those injuries yet, or it might happen during the Origin period as well. And once those kind of things happen, they probably will struggle to refine the same form that they're in now, but I think this week they're still going to be too strong. And the half would have been Cowboys, but they have to be winning.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Yeah, I think Cowboys 8.5 point favorites, playing them half time, full time is pretty solid. They're going to be over 4.5 point favorite in the first half. Benny, you got anything on this one?
Not really. I think I was looking at first half being the most. Sorry, being the highest scoring half. Cows start fairly quick and the Tigers can start relatively slow, but then it's going to pick in maybe 30 minutes in. So, look, a bit, you know, just a thought. I mean, I think the Tigers are going to make a fight of it. This looks like with Hastings, has got a bit of grit about him, and I love actually enjoyed watching a few Tigers games this year, which is not something I could have said last year. But, yeah, no, I think the Cows keep rolling and, you know, they'll fall off one week when everybody picks them, but it probably isn't this week.
Undertaker.
I don't really have any plays on the game at all. I can't quite lay, you know, minus 9.5 with the Cowboys there yet. Maybe it's the old pre-season or early season ranking stuck in my head. I just can't. You know, they would have been a pick 'em early in the year. It's kind of hard to lay 9.5 now. I do see the Tigers still struggling to score points without Dane Laurie at fullback. So, yeah, the Cowboys probably have too much, you know, firepower for them, but it's just too big a number for me to lay.
Of course they've got too much firepower. Drinkwater's the new Tommy Turbo, apparently, according to Townsville royalty JT. Did he really say that? I'd love a bit of whatever gear JT's got. That's the last game of the round.
Keeping Hamesso on the bench.
Yes, that's Hamesso, right. That's right. Bench, yeah, so. And I think their best lineup would be to bring the Hammer into the centres, potentially. But yeah, you wouldn't have thought that Cowboys would have an embarrassment of riches in kind of outside backs and playmakers. But the season throws surprises at you, and full credit to them and the way they're playing. We talked about top four odds. Obviously, Para, Cronulla, I'm not giving up on the Roosters. But right now, the Cowboys are in there too. And while they haven't suffered many injuries, they've got a few young players that you can also argue could keep getting better. So I don't think it's like certainty that they're going to, you know, nosedive. They'll just keep riding this wave, I think. And they've got a big opportunity. As you say, Maddie, 9.5 point favourites. Did I throw to you, Brent?
No, but stats on the final game. If you're a stats man follower, the Tigers have won 4 of the last 5 versus the Cowboys. If we look at the Magic Round, they're undefeated in Magic Rounds, obviously 2 from 2, and the Cowboys haven't won at Magic Round, 0 from 2. So Tigers could be an omenry bet, people.
I mean, a stats person would say that's a small sample size.
Absolutely.
The other thing I got on this game is the condition of the field. By Sunday night, I think that field is going to be trash. Like, I don't think it's going to be raining on Sunday, but eight games on that wet field. It's going to be, I reckon it, we could get another photo like the NRL trophy with Proven and Summons. I'm not sure who it would be.
It's a good point. Like, the weather might get a little bit better and better, and it might dry out by Sunday, and then you'd think points. But if the field's all chopped up, then, you know, does that slow down the track? So, guys, pardon me. He's about to choke here. So, just can we summarize a couple of these multis? We go round. We'll go round the horn. We'll go clockwise. I presume you guys can all see the same way I can. The 3 out of 5 top sport market, starting with you, Dane. What your tip was for that? Oh, and tell us your double multi tip again.
So you want us to do both?
Yeah, tell us both like the two tips that multis.
Yeah, so my 3 out of 5 from Top Sport was going to be the try bet in the Knights versus Tigers game. So it's either team by less than 8.5 after full time, and then my 5 guys 1 on Dabble was going to be Cows half time full time.
And Undertaker.
Yeah, my 3 out of 5 bet on Top Sport is Panthers 1-12, and my double Penrith head to head. Sorry, $1.72. I double dipped on Penrith, and I couldn't work out which one was which.
Benny.
My double one is Dragons to win the first half at $1.80, and then the toppy 3 out of 5 special is Titans under 1.5 first half tries at $1.82.
Statsman.
My 3 out of 5 is Alex Johnson to score a double. And my dabble bet 5 guys is just Alex Johnson to score any time.
So to be clear, follow us on Dabble. Obviously, it's a regular multi. It's 5 legs. It's already won twice at double-digit odds. And if it wasn't for Dane, it would have won 3 times already. But hey, he's paid his dues. He's done a live shoey. So these guys are on fire. So that'll be probably double-digit odds again. Obviously, check Dabble. Exactly, and you can just press copy and you're on that. The toppy one is creative. It's 5 legs, but only 3 have to win. So a couple of them are a little bit juicier odds, but only 3 of the 5 have to get up. But it also gives you a bunch of different bits of action throughout the weekend and things to cheer home. And the price, not negotiated yet. That's how hard I fight. I did not roll over on the price of this one. I'm still fighting tooth and nail for every cent of that price to be as juicy as possible. We'll get that one released tomorrow. If you need a Toppy account, you can also join with the code TOPSPORT. And speaking of TOPSPORT, who is kind enough to make that market for us, and another one we're going to talk about with player props, we also get a bit of insight on player performance betting from Toppy's fearless leader, Tristan.
I try my family, Tristan from TOPSPORT. We've got Magic Round starting tomorrow, so a very exciting times. And as it's been very, very well documented, we're expected to have a lot of bad weather. Well, there's been a lot of bad weather up here in sunny Queensland over the last 48 hours, and it's expected to stay on Friday and then even a bit of Saturday as well, I think. So it's going to make points difficult to come by. It'll be interesting what the deck looks like on Sunday as well. So there's been a lot of things to factor in when we've been setting the markets. Obviously, one of the key elements of player performance is any time try scorers. So that's always the most popular same game multi option, one of our most popular markets as it is. So the way our model works is that obviously there's less likelihood of a stack of tries in these games. So the way our model works is that we factor in the expected number of tries. We allocate a proportion of how many tries we expect that player to score per team. And then that's how we come up with the price. So what you would see is if you've got a popular player, you know, someone, one of the Panthers wingers that you're expecting to score more regularly than others, their price is going to, even if we've got them ranked at the same percentage of points per Panthers team, they're going to be a lot shorter if they're in a lopsided game, as they're more likely to score a try based on the line. But then conversely, in these matches that are on this weekend, when you've got the totals lower, you might only be expecting 6 tries for the match. So their price will be significantly elevated based on what they would be on a dry weather game. So yes, it's more likely, or it's less likely for these players to score, but the price reflects that. So it gives you the opportunity to...
As Fun Babes says, shout out to all. Brent, you've got to be enjoying a little bit of a deep dive into the maths behind it. And that was Tristan part one. Here's Tristan part two.
G'day, Tripod family. It's Tristan here from Top Sport, and we've got...
Nope. Don't know what happened to Tristan part two. We go, oh, maybe here.
Elevated based on what they would be on a dry weather game. So, yes, it's more likely, or it's less likely for these players to score, but the price reflects that. So it gives you the opportunity to get a bit more value about those options. Some of the edge forwards, potentially, with the conditions the way they are, they may be more likely to score than what they would normally. So maybe there's a little bit of value in that. So it's been a tricky one to price. It's something we're going to have to monitor as we go through the course of the weekend, seeing how the track looks after a few games as well, because obviously it's unique that you've got 8 games at the one venue. We put up our Magic Cup player performance, where we've got markets where the highest player performance for the entirety of the round. For each of the days, we've got a top 3 and a top 5. We've used what we perceive as the player's average to get the fundamental of the market in place. It's one that we thought we were going to be up one out, but obviously there's a couple other bookies, which I'm sure you guys will be talking about on the show, up as well. Our overall market percentage is more aggressive than what's out there in the marketplace. So, but be mindful of that there's different players in each of these groups in different markets. So it makes it intriguing, because you might like player X and maybe our overall market gives him a better chance of winning than somewhere else. So keep that in mind. Just have a look at the players that are in, that are out of the market, to weigh up your decision on where you place the bets. It's fascinating. The player performance has certainly gone to a whole new level in what we've offered in this season, which is great to see. So good luck over the weekend, punters. Hope you're back a winner. Hopefully we get some let up in the rain and we get some nice free-flowing football and some tight games.
So background there, guys. You guys, I'm in a group chat with you boys, and you're absolute fiends for these player markets. There's messages every single day. Oh, this guy's moving to this edge, so I'm going to back this player. Tackles over. This player performance is 67.5 here, but it's 63.5 here. I'm playing the middle. It's just nonstop. So I thought, I had this great idea, which I thought was original, which was, why don't we make the Magic Cup and pick the 24 kind of best players or most likely high-scoring player performance players, and you can bet who will score the highest for Magic Round individually and take out the Magic Cup. And I'm going to put up some screenshots of these markets. You can bet straight up the highest score out of the 24. So think of it almost like a racing field. You can bet who will score the highest on any given day, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, the odds for that. And when you see the lower odds, that's like betting the place. You can bet them to be in the top 3 or top 5, and I shared that market with these boys, and it's up on Top Sport now, and you can have a bet. And if these boys share some juicy odds, I know someone's got some of these guys, their picks are, you know, well into the double digits and beyond. The odds can move on this just like any market. So maybe get your top of your account ready, look under Rugby League and Magic Round. I'm going to start with you, Undertaker. We'll still be able to hear you while I put up some graphics of the market that we've got created especially for you guys. So how did you break this one down?
Look, if I was going to back, if price didn't matter, it was just like pick the winner, I think Nico Hines is the obvious choice there. He's playing in Sunday, which is meant to be the best conditions out of all the days. So he kicks goals, he takes a million runs, he sets up tries, he does it all. So he's the most likely winner. That said, I'm going to play a real big roughie at $51. I'm going to go Clint Gutherson. Now, look, to win this, his average performance is not going to do it. He needs to go nuts like he did last week against Penrith. Try assists. He had tries. He had tons of runs. He had probably about 200 metres running. So good base stats. He needs to catch fire. But when it's $51, he needs some breaks. But I couldn't play anything at the top of the market. I just think everything's a bit short. So kind of like Melbourne Cup style, I'm going to look to take the favourites on.
How about you, Dane? I'll throw to you next.
Yeah, I've got the prices in front of me. I can't remember what prices they were, but they weren't short ones I had. I kind of thought with I keep coming back to the weather for every game for this round. And that for me just like screams less points. If there are tries, there could be like tries where there's a hooker diving over the line from dummy half or something like that. Or like Jacob said before, a little grubber goes in and then someone falls on it. So that for me, I'd look at someone in the middle who might make a shitload of tackles, few runs and potentially score a try. So I've gone for Victor Radley and Harry Grant.
About you, Ben Willey?
I think what's interesting about the way the odds are stacked up in these lineups is how high up they've got a lot of hookers. And you can tell they're factored in the rain with this is a lot of, you know, your big guy and even some locks fairly high up. So, you know, they're obviously counting run meters and tackles fairly high. And Yeah, like I mean, it'd be great, I think, to go out and pick a ruffian. I think Gutho is probably like way overs at 50 plus. So fair play there, but I can't go past anyone that's doing a little bit of both. You know, with the boot and the ball, to make the most of the odds in the top sport list. I'd say shop around for sure, but Toppy do have equal highest price with Zach Lomax. Yeah, he kicks the goals, plays centre, every chance to try. You know, and then I sort of agree with Harry Grant. He's just really tough because it's up against the Panthers. You know, like most weeks he's going to try assist and he's going to try under his belt and things like that. This week I think he might dive over, and if that's the case, he's going to go close. But I can't go past someone who does a bit of both, so I'd be on Lomax out of the top sport list.
Yeah, and an outside back, they get 4 points per point scored. So if an outside back that kicks goals scores a try and converts it, that's doing some quick math in my head, 24 points right there. You know, and if you imagine if like someone like Lomax gets a double or something, you know, that's 50 points for him right away before anything else. And then if you score, maybe you had a line break and you know, Lomax with his little flick passes can give a line break assist. So I like that as a smoky, especially we don't think too much of the Titans. And sometimes their edge defense can be left desiring quite a lot. Stats, man.
Yeah, like Matt, on the face of it, Nicho Hynes was probably my top pick. But again, with the weather and everything going on, I'm probably more likely inclined to go with a middle player who makes a lot of tackles, can do some try assists, very similar to what Dane and Ben have said in terms of potentially crossing the line. So Damien Cook, $11 on Sportsbet, I think maybe 10 or 11 on Toppy. I just think versus the Warriors, he'll get plenty of opportunities to have a dart with some slow forwards in the middle for the Warriors. Plus, he'll be able to set up some tries close to the line, pass into some short balls to forwards. I think he's probably one of my better plays out of the player props.
And why don't we ask the guy who won Supercoach last year, because he should be pretty good at predicting player performance. He was kind enough, Tim Moody, to weigh in on this one as well.
G'day, Tripod family. It's your boy, Timmy Moody, from the Winning Mood Supercoach show via Tripod. I'm chiming in with my opinion on the player performance market and who I think will score the most points for us in this magic round. My boy I'm going with is Nicho Hynes. He's at $7.50. I think he should be favourite, to be fair. Maybe the reason he's not is the fact that he's moved to fullback and will make less tackles. We get a point per tackle. And perhaps the fact that he might possibly lose the kicking to Trindle, who's come in to play halfback. Nicho seems like the boss. I think he'll retain the kicking, even though he's been a little bit average with the kicking. Long term, I think he's their kicker, so they'll stick with it. Try assist, 10 points. I think he's got plenty of them in him. So if we can get a few of those across the line, we're looking good. Line breaks, he's got plenty of those in him. As I said, at fullback, he's not going to be making tackles, but I think there'll be a lot of per metre runs. And you get 0.1 for that, so you get a point for every 10 metres, basically. I think he'll be making plenty of metres. I think he's got the best matchup. Less rain as well. Lock him in. Nico's your man. And if you don't get up, at least you get to look at him. He's beautiful.
It's hard to argue with any of those points from Timmy, so appreciate all you guys. Speaking of Tim, so we do the Winning Mood where I talk more player performance stuff live, short 20-minute show on a Wednesday night, and we had a bet on Top Sport, which has won the last 2 weeks, which is also a try scorer bet, which I want to share again and see what you guys reckon of this. We usually pick 2 out of 3 try scorers to win, so we pick 3 and just at least 2 of them have to score, but because it's a bit wetter and there might not be as many tries this weekend, I bargained with Toppy to give us 4 players and we still only need 2 to score, and we're going for some big thickies. Olakuatu, Colin Matangi, Talakai and Manu. Not really, but powerful elusive outside back. Has anyone got any thoughts on that try score bet? Ben Willey?
House deposit on Talakai. He's going over. oh my God. A defender's nightmare. No, thank you. Just jump out of the way and let him go over. No, I like it. I think Manu's going to be up against it, but Olakuatu and Colin Matangi have been in the mix. And 2 out of 4 is great, so cracking stuff.
Any stats support that one, stats man?
Old Colin Matangi's got 100% strike rate versus the Warriors and 40% at Suncorp. It was actually in my shortlist for a bit of a value play, so don't mind it at all.
100% is pretty good. Undertaker, You're betting them that
love
one as well?
Olakau'atu. Olakau'atu is the new David Fifita. He just scores every time he takes the field. Love that guy. Love that play.
Dame?
Yeah, mathematically, it just makes a lot of sense. Once you throw in that extra leg, like the odds improve like exponentially.
Yeah, I completely agree. Sometimes people can't understand the value because they see all those names and think you should get better than $2.50. But because you only need to win two out of the four, then when you think about it, the only way you lose is if three or four of them don't score. So I think it's a red-hot chance. And then a mixed matchup also on Top Sport. And this week, that is the Cronulla Sharks, just their second half total. But I think we all agree that they could do a bit of a number on the Raiders in the second half to outscore New Zealand's first half total and what I think could be the big edge in that one. Yes, we've talked about what state the field's in Sunday, but if Sunday's got significantly better weather than Saturday, then I don't see New Zealand scoring too many points against a desperate Rabbitohs side that really needs the win. Now, I'm roping you guys in on something that you may not know too much about yet, but live on air, you're going to find out. And so far, so good. We haven't had any disasters. That's been great. You guys have been outstanding. There's a punt club going on for this weekend as well, and that's thanks to our friends at Punt Hub. And Andrew Porter has posted that in the Tripod group and in the Punt Hub group. And if you want to form a punt club, you're going to have to click the link to see the directions. I'm not going to be able to explain exactly how it works, but you click the link and you basically can buy shares. I think it's $20 or $25 or something like that per share. And you're buying in. I heard earlier today the kitty was already at $12,000. So it's pooled funds. And then you have a captain that's in control of placing all the bets. I promised Andrew, I'm going to supply as many bets as I can. So anything I'm liking for the weekend, they use Ladbrokes and Ned's odds, and you do get your $2 lines and you do get some boosts in there. We're going to have some fun bets, but we're going to have some serious bets as well. And it's kind of just, again, the fun, the carnival atmosphere and some pooled. We're going to have some big stakes on some of these games riding together. So if that sounds appealing to you, that's being organized by Punt Hub, as I said, but check out the Tripod group, Andrew Porter's post. And I'm going to be leaning on you guys in that chat. I got to get some benefit out of that chat because I'm getting notifications all day. So I'm going to be putting the pressure on you guys. And you've delivered tonight. You've given us an absolute bounty of tips. Somebody should tally them all up and see how we go overall, but I'm guaranteed we've found a few winners amongst it. Closing thoughts, guys. I give the floor is yours to each of you guys. As we sign off, I think we're actually going to cash the under on 60 minutes of this pod. Maybe I shouldn't speak too soon, but thanks for being here, Undertaker. Anything else you want to say or anything else you're looking forward to for the weekend?
No, enjoy Magic Round, everyone. It's a hell of a week. I'd be there if I didn't have surgery a couple of weeks ago. So I'm filthy about that timing. But, yeah, just enjoy it, everyone. Great time of year.
Ben Willey.
I will be there. So if you see me, feel free to buy me a beer. No, I'll be there. Always keen for a shoey. If you saw the grand final last year, there's footage of me in the crowd. Blind, I will be the same. Just enjoy the weekend if you're going, lads, and always gamble responsibly. Oh, and please send Matthew Blanche a friend request. He's always looking for more mates to chat to. So,
Blanche Diamond.
I think that's specifically for that Fun Babes TV. Matty Blanche is your man. Speaking of loving a shoey, so yeah. Dane, any thoughts or any closing thoughts?
Look, I haven't even looked at Union this week because I'm that excited about Magic Round. So someone commented on one of my posts from last week today, what I thought about the Reds. I was like, I've got no idea yet. I've just been thinking about Magic Round. It's going to be great.
And Samantha's messaging again for you, Brent, but you get the last word, mate.
Yeah, no, just enjoy yourselves, guys. Take it easy. Don't get into too much trouble and gamble responsibly.
Thank you, boys. Thank you so much for making the time to be here. Thank you to our sponsors. You can see on the screen everyone's username, but I suppose if you're listening to this as well, it's at DaneXV, it's at Undertaker Matt, it's at NRL Statsman, and it's at BJ Willy 1003. Follow all these guys on Dabble to get the famous Five Guys multi, the hottest multi in the game at the moment, and any other tips they give out throughout the weekend. The Axe said, you know, you can have a double on other things. If you make a lot of money on our footy bets, you know, you can punt on the ponies or any other sports to tickle your fancy. There's someone tipping just about everything on there, and we've got our own banter channel to share plays as well. You've probably got a couple running around, Stats Man. So
I do. I've got
good
one
luck. Any tip, Saturday, bonus tip?
Dark jewel, mate. Get in.
There you go. We're getting a bonus tip, even cross code. So thanks again, guys. All right, we'll sign off there. as the boys said, enjoy the footy, gamble responsibly. And guys, give me a Lego.
Lego. See you guys.